Talking about the alcohol stories, it was interesting. Earlier this week, we chatted with
the JMPD,
Wayne Minar, and he said, "No, at the moment we can definitely have one drink, which has always been my policy, but it does look like this is going to change." Joining us on the line, MD of Dear South Africa, Rob Hutchinson. Rob, a very, very good morning to you. So what is the current position, and how is it likely to change?
Good morning, Howard and team. Yeah, the new bill that's in Parliament is rather concerning. It's actually the National Road Traffic Amendment Bill, which has got a whole lot of suggested amendments, actually about 54 amendment clauses over 11 main objectives. But the one concerning bit or clause of concern is the reduction of the alcohol limit. The previously it was about 0.05 grams per 100 milliliters within a blood sample. The proposed change is that if there is any concentration of alcohol in any specimen of blood taken from any part of a body, then there's breached the limit. So in other words, there is absolutely no leeway whatsoever. If you have any alcohol in your blood from the moment that this is implemented, then you will be liable for prosecution for drunk driving.
So what is your position on this? Do you believe that the current limit is the right amount? Why does this new legislation worry you?
Well, it is concerning, as you know, there are certain medications like cough syrups and other homeopathic medicines or whatever which do contain alcohol. If you consume those, and they have absolutely no effect on you, however, they will appear in your blood if a sample is taken, and then you will be arrested for drunk driving or prosecuted for drunk driving. So, you know, there has to be some sort of leeway. You can't have an absolutely no tolerance approach to this kind of thing. Also, if you know, alcohol takes a while to.
If you have a drink in the evening, look, I don't know how, or two drinks at home in the evening, and then you're driving the next day, there could be something that remains, surely.
Absolutely, that is the case. In fact, there's quite a few cases in the UK. Most of the drunk driving cases there are people who are arrested on their way to either work or somewhere else the following morning because they still have alcohol in their bloodstream. They might not be drunk. They're perfectly capable of driving, but there is alcohol remaining over. That's why we have hangovers.
Yeah. So is there a way to challenge this?
Absolutely. At the moment, it's still a draft piece of legislation. Within the National Road Traffic Amendment Bill, which is before Parliament at this stage. Parliament is discussing it. From there, it'll move on to the Portfolio Committee in National Parliament, and they'll put it out for public comment. Now, the Constitution does allow members of the public or organisations to have their say before the adoption of this bill, and that is vitally important that the public do participate in trying to shape this bill and have their say before it goes back into National Parliament and onto the President's desk and is signed into law. Trying to change laws afterwards is almost an almost impossible task. So this is our opportunity now for the public to have their say, get involved, make a noise about this, offer professional input and help guide this legislation. The Minister actually wants this introduced before the end of the year. So we have a fair amount of time to actually to get involved in this and try and shape this in the way it should go.
Do you believe that the current limit is the right amount, or do you think that the new bill, the new law, should be less than this, but with some kind of a tolerance, as you say, for medications or somebody who might have had a drink hours prior?
Well, look. The good thing, if this bill does come into law, is that it will definitely remove the number of people who drink before driving, and e-hailing services like Uber will absolutely soar. However, it does bring across those other medication issues and so on. In our opinion, I think the current level is sufficient, but it varies per person depending on your metabolism rate. However, it does give that leeway, and we generally know from personal experience what it is, whether we can have one drink or two drinks, and what drink we can have before we try. So there has to be some sort of leeway. We can't go to a 0% level anyway.
And okay, so if people want to get involved, if they want to participate in this at all, how do they do that?
Well, we're keeping a close eye on this. As soon as it does go out for official comments by the Portfolio Committee, we will publish it on our website, dearsouthafrica.co.za. We'll provide all the details in an easy method where people can make their comments, and it will be immediately delivered to the Portfolio Committee in an official.
So the best thing to do is to go to your website and keep an eye there. Just tell us a little bit more about Dear South Africa.
We're an organization that promotes participative democracy. In other words, we give the public an opportunity to shape legislation, amendments, tariff structuring at all levels of government before they are implemented, using the structures that are currently available within the Constitution and certain pieces of legislation. So we offer that to the public. We keep a record of all the participation, and we present it to the portfolio committees or to government or municipalities, whatever the case may be, in the efforts to avoid expensive litigation processes after the fact. Our philosophy is that prevention is better than cure when it comes to law.
Do you find that South Africans are becoming more active? You know, we were just having a conversation a little bit earlier with Tanya Khoury from Acumen Media, where we look at social media every Friday, what South Africans are talking about. And my sense, and what I said to her was, I feel that at the moment with corruption, we've almost reached our Zuma must fall moment, where suddenly South Africans say, hold on, we've tolerated this enough, now no more. We've always been quite complacent and accepting and respectful of government. Do you see that changing? Are South Africans dusting off their figurative Doc Martens and becoming more active?
Absolutely. We've seen a major growth in participation figures, and most notably during this time of heightened corruption and, dare I say, during this COVID time, where people are more aware of the role that they can actually play in shaping legislation, regulations, and so on. So definitely, yes. Our active subscriber database has grown to about 750,000 people.
Amazing.
Over the past year. So just judging by that growth, we can absolutely say yes. People are definitely becoming more aware. And so they should.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about that. It is 8:41. That is Rob Hutchinson. He's the MD of Dear South Africa. Go and look at it online. Become part of it so that at least you become part of that process. Rob, thanks for taking the time to speak to us, and no doubt we'll chat again in the future.